My guest was showing God's plan for his life in heaven. He wants to teach you how to take a peek at your heavenly book of life. Interested? I'm here with Dr. Kevin Zadai. For those of you that don't know Kevin, in 1992, he was having a dental procedure, put to sleep, and he died and went to heaven. And I have to tell you, Kevin, one of the greatest proofs for the skeptics, I'm sure there are no skeptics watching me right now, of course, but one of the greatest proofs I know of someone that died and said they went to heaven and came back was he couldn't play any instruments. And today, how many do you play?
Right now, I said 14.
14 instruments. I remember when I took lessons, and I'll tell you what, it's not easy. It's much better to learn without lessons.
Yes.
So, you're at a pastor's meeting, coffee shop, and something very supernatural started happening. These are probably mature pastors that were there.
But this is how the Lord works sometimes. He actually walked in. I saw him stand behind the ministers as they were seated. And in that time, the whole atmosphere changed. And Jesus said to me, he said, ask them, Kevin, how they would live tomorrow if they knew they couldn't fail. And he stood there waiting for me to ask him. And I thought, you know, at this point, they haven't felt the shift in the room. So I did, I obeyed the Lord. And when I did, they just looked at me.
How would each of you live tomorrow if you knew that you could not fail?
And I explained to them that the limitations have been taken off their ministries and that it's open heaven now. And the Lord was saying to us, we need to let the Holy Spirit take us to heaven and look at our books. We need to pray in the Spirit. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit because He's our helper. He's the one that's going to counsel us and show us. So this is how it all started with
now,
it's
written. By the way, how did they take this? I mean, I can, there are many pastors that, unfortunately, for lack of better words, think they know it all.
Yeah, well, the thing was, it actually stunned them. And, you know, that's kind of how it goes when you're dealing with both realms. This realm down here is a fallen world, and this realm is slow. And so that's how they responded to it. They had to let it seep in for a while. But I can assure you that that's what the Lord is saying to everyone right now in the body of Christ, is that the limits have been taken off, and it's your turn. That's what he's saying. It's your turn to jump in.
He gave you a phrase that it's rigged in your favor. What does that really mean?
Well, when I was in heaven, Jesus showed me that everything was already written down before any of my days came into being, that Jesus himself wrote a book about me before he breathed me into my mother's womb. And he let me walk into his eyes, and I saw myself being formed in my mother's womb. And I saw that the book was already written. Now, everybody has a book, but if you become a Christian and you engage with God, then you can ask God to help you to fulfill what is the perfect will of God, which is those things that are written in the book. So the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. He wants to engage every believer and walk them right into the center of this. The only thing is that it's so intense in the perfect will of God that it causes you to go into a breakthrough mode where you break through from the enemy's strongholds. But then there's an overthrow where you literally throw the tables over that the enemy has set up. Like everything that is against you starts to go into an overthrow mode where the demons start to fly out away from you because of what is happening from the other realm. It's coming into this realm and manifesting. I've seen this happen. It happened to me, and it's starting to happen in our services, and it's completely hands-free. I don't even have to lay hands on people. The whole room fills up with the glory of God.
I've been in Kevin's meetings. And I can not only, I mean, you always carry the presence of heaven because you were there, wherever you go. But it appears to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a real increase going on in your life.
Yes, sir, and I believe that this is for everyone. And I'm not claiming to be anybody special. Jesus sent me back. He sent me back to a generation that is chosen at the end of this dispensation to show the glory of God, to show God out so that everyone in the world sees that we have a God who is most powerful and mighty. He's going to start visiting us.
I don't know why I'm so sensitive to this, but I see so many people today. They're trapped. They feel like they're victims. Victims of circumstances. Victims of not enough education. Victims of not having enough money. Victims of not being parented properly. And they spend their whole life being a victim. When did you realize you are no longer a victim?
Sid, this is why you notice the difference in my meetings, because not that long ago, I woke up one morning, and what happened was I was going from breakthrough to breakthrough. So you would go from breakthrough to breakthrough, but then once you get through, then you need another breakthrough, and then you need another touch from God. And the Lord said, that's over with. We're going into overthrow, which is permanent, which means that the enemy starts to know who you are, and he can't stop you. He cannot stop you. And I realized that morning, Sid, that I was no longer a victim. I woke up one morning, I can show you where it is in my house. I woke up and I saw into the enemy's eyes, and he realized that he had lost me. He no longer had any influence on me, and he had become the victim. And he doesn't even talk to me anymore because I give him a whooping every day.
Did you hear it, Kevin? So much truth just came out of your mouth. There is a new victim in town. It's called the devil, not you. And did I hear you say you gave him a whipping every day?
Yes, Sid, I actually was told by the Lord to take a 2x4 spiritually and just give him a good one over the head every morning. And so I just wake up swinging, just like Samson did with that donkey jawbone.
I mean, seriously, I want to understand this. What do you do when you wake up?
The first thing out of my mouth is I yell yes, because I'm saying yes to my books. And it wakes my wife up, and then she says yes. And then we go into warfare tongues. And when we go into warfare tongues, we start prophesying. And then I tell the devil that because me and God are going to be doing things today, you might want to stay out of the way. And I start to remind him about the lake of fire. It's getting really hot, I heard, these days. And I start to prophesy his doom, and I start to pray for people that their eyes of their heart would be enlightened. And before you know it, fire from the altar of God is coming out of my mouth. And that's how I start my day. And me and my wife just start praying in the Spirit, praying out our books for that day. And we see miracles every day. We have staff members that watch things happen. Every single day we have a miracle happen. It's because we're synchronizing ourselves with heaven.
Kevin saw the plan for creation of everything in heaven before it even began. Fascinating to see how a human life was created. I want to find out. Be right back. Tell me about the time you walked into the eyes of Jesus.
Oh, that's a good one, Sid. I'm telling you.
I know it is. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I kept looking at his eyes because I was trying to figure out what color they were. And I was listening to him talk, and all of a sudden, he allowed me to walk right into him, and I walked down inside of him, and I watched him think of me. And I watched him form everything that he wanted me to do in my life. And then he formed me inside, and then he breathed me out, and I went into my mother's womb. And now I'm standing before him in the same spot that he breathed me out of. And I saw that the whole plan of God was already written, and that this is what he told me. He said, Kevin, I'm taking the limits off you. There's never been a time that I've limited you. He said, no one up here is limiting you. He said, we all love you up here. He said, no angel that's ever been sent to help anyone, including you, has ever thought they were going to fail. And he said, you know the Holy Spirit that you have inside of you? He said, the Holy Spirit has never thought you were going to fail. Everybody is for you. And something clicked in me. And so when I started to walk in this, and I saw the devil start to realize that he can't pull it over on me anymore. He started to back off in fear. And then he showed me, Jesus showed me, he said, you got to take fire from the altar every day. So I started taking fire from the altar every day in prayer. I just picture myself just taking fire. And the angels just love that. So they start coming around me. Before you know it, the devil is nowhere to be seen. He doesn't even show up for any kind of an appointment anymore. And I mean, I'm telling you, this is overthrow. This is where the devil is doesn't want anyone to go. So just so you know, he's told me to tell everybody, the Lord has told me to tell everybody all over the world, all the dirty secrets of the devil, to tell that he doesn't want any Christian to hear this. It's rigged in your favor. He does not want anyone to know this.
Now, just so I understand, when you're saying it's rigged in your favor, you're saying because you have the most wonderful, perfect plan for your life all written out, and everyone in heaven is rooting for you, and there's one liar that's trying to get you off a base. But if he can't get you off a base, what kind of life are people going to have?
It's called favor, Sid, and it's really not fair to the people that are just looking on. They can't figure you out. But you start to move in this favor because I saw that the devil tries to make everything look random in a person's life, but there's no such thing as randomness in heaven. And I saw that he is trying to fool people into backing off. And I think that the most important thing to hear here is Jesus told me that people, Christians, they back off from the devil because they're afraid he's going to come at them. And the fact of it is he's not going to come at you. There's a certain point where he backs off because he's looking for weak people. And the last time I checked, the redeemed of the Lord are not weak people. Well,
did you actually see your book of life in heaven? And what does it look like? And what's in there?
Well, there are things in there that God's heart has already predetermined. This is what I was shown. It's so extravagant. The Trinity, I actually saw the Trinity, they met before they even created the universes and the world. They met and they said, we want to make someone that we can have communion with, that we can walk with, that we can talk with. And they decided to make man, but they decided to make him in their image, which meant that they had to give them a free will, which was really a risk, because then they could actually change their mind and not walk with God. So that was the biggest risk. So Jesus volunteered to be slain from the foundation of the world, according to the book of Revelation, because they already knew that that was the risk and that what would happen. So they met and determined this. Then they made the world. They made the garden for us. And the whole thing was predetermined that the Spirit of God would be there to always help man. And I saw the future. Sid, I actually was in the future at the end with all the saints that ever lived, and they were singing the song of the redeemed. I already have been at the end, and now I've been sent back to tell people, they make it. Let's just go ahead and start engaging the enemy and push him back.
How the angels assist us fulfill what is written about us that is good, that is what we're created to do in that book of life? How do they help us?
Well, they actually, when they're assigned to you, they get to read your books, and they actually get briefings, and they decide how they're going to bring to pass what is written there. So if you are operating in the Spirit, then they already have a job that's a lot easier. So when they come down, if they start to hear you praying in the Spirit and then prophesying to where it's the word of the Lord, you can be repeating your book verbally because you pray in tongues a lot. And when you pray in tongues a lot, overthrow happens inside of you and you start to prophesy. And then sometimes it'll come out in your known language. The angels hearken under the voice of the Lord and they do his bidding. If they hear you saying what's written already that they've already read, then they're going to right away be engaging you. I've seen angels grab me. They've actually literally grabbed me and escorted me into my next phase. They are here. They're flames of fire and they don't take no for an answer. They are so diligent and they are so for us. They are wanting to bring to pass the next transformation that has to happen in our lives.
I have noticed you and your wife pray in tongues as much as anyone I've ever met. Is that still so important? I mean, you've been to heaven, you have all this revelation. Why do you spend so much time praying in tongues?
Because Jesus told me, he said, the number one way to participate in the supernatural is to pray in the Spirit, to pray in tongues. And I have been walking with the Lord. This is my 40th year of walking with God. And I can't wait to wake up to pray in tongues. And it's like I just got born again yesterday. It's all brand new because there's new wine coming now when I pray in tongues. Sid, every time I pray in tongues now, I start drinking from this substance from heaven. I really feel that coming on right now. Right now, I mean, I feel the spirit of prophecy on me, and I feel the new wine. I mean, I feel like I'm intoxicated right now. I feel like I've got the best that's been saved for last, that Jesus has been saving this bottle of wine from the other realm, heavenly wine, for this time and this season. And people need to discern now, just get over themselves and engage God, because there's mighty warring angels that are ready to just engage this next phase. Okay.
I heard Kevin say he has a spirit of prophecy on him. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want him to open his mouth and speak it. Be right back.
When Kevin Zedai died on the operating table, he met Jesus face to face on the other side of the veil. After this transformative encounter, Jesus sent Kevin back to share with you a message that will change your life forever. Call now and get Kevin Zedai's brand new book and his exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series. It's rigged in your favor. Plus, Kevin's anointed soaking audio CD, Altar Fire. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9672. Through Kevin Zedai's brand new book and his exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, you will discover how the simple words, "It is all rigged by God in your favor," will shift your whole perspective on life. Watch God remove spiritual blockages which hinder mountain-moving faith. See accelerated answers to your prayers. Discover about your personal book that exists in heaven, which contains your victorious life story. Begin to access the angels surrounding you who are ready to help you. Receive a greater manifestation of healing, provision, financial breakthrough, and restored relationships. On the audio CDs, Kevin includes prayers for an impartation from heaven, for the power of the Holy Spirit to envelop you, that you will experience ministering angels surrounding you, for spiritual courage and boldness to step into the next level of healing, miracles, and divine provision. Plus, you will receive Kevin's full immersion soaking audio CD album, Altar Fire. Kevin came back from his heavenly visitation with the supernatural ability to play 14 different musical instruments. Many of these instruments are heard on this album. This music will create an atmosphere of holy fire and the glory of God wherever you listen to it. Cause demons to be driven away from you as you are immersed in this heavenly music. Cause you to receive heavenly downloads and revelation as you enter into heavenly realms. Don't miss out on getting Kevin Zedai's brand new book and his exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series. It's rigged in your favor. Plus, Kevin's anointed soaking audio CD, Altar Fire. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9672. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9672 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Kevin, what can we do to fulfill our destiny?
You do what I do every morning. You wake up, you say yes, and when you go to sleep at night, you say yes, and you agree with God, and you just don't look at your circumstances. Satan tries to build things in people's minds and in their life to show them that they're limited. And Jesus has already announced that he's defeated the enemy. He's made a show of him openly. He's come to destroy the works of the devil. And so I engage God from the other realm. He gave me the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's from heaven. And he's inside of us. And he doesn't know failure. The Holy Spirit is a conqueror. He's an enforcer of the blessing. And we need to walk in the favor and the blessing of God. That's what I do every day. What I just said, I rehearse that all the time. Praise God.
Would you speak out of your spirit right now,
sure,
whatever God has?
You just have to understand something, that the end of this age, where everything is coming to a place where God has to move again on the earth, that's right now. You have to understand something. In heaven, there were individuals that you would say were heroes of the faith, but all those prophets, all the apostles, everyone that's ever lived in the cloud of witnesses, they are cheering you on. They are waiting for you because you were chosen at the end of this age to wrap it up. And I'm telling you, it's time to go into an overthrow mode to where we have the authority and we start to walk as sons of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there's lots of you. You can see that the enemy has tried to pin you in, but it's time to get on fire from the altar. Right now, fire. In the name of Jesus, you are set free. I break witchcraft over your life. Now, the Spirit of the Lord says, you are ready for promotion. Now you're ready to listen to what I have to say. Now I'm going to cause you to walk as the prophets of old. You're going to have fire in your mouth. The Lord is saying this because there are many people will be called to prophesy. Prophesy to your world. The Lord says, shift your world because I'm in it, says the Lord. I'm in your mouth. I'm in your spirit. Fire. Coming out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now.
What is going on in the atmosphere right now?
There is a whirlwind of fire because it's time, Sid. It's no longer spectatorship. The Lord said that Israel was in a spectator mode. He says they saw God's act, but it says that Moses knew God's ways. I encountered God's ways, and I know what He likes. And He likes fire. He likes everything is on fire in heaven. He likes fire. He likes to grill things. You know, he's always cooking. You know, He likes sacrifice. He likes to smell burning flesh. So it's like as soon as my flesh starts frying, He gets really happy because He knows that I'm going to start walking in it. You know, do you understand that this world doesn't know what a Christian is yet? They're about to. They're about to, because we're going to be flames of fire.
Are you talking to everyone that is listening right now?
Every single person. I saw in heaven that no one is left out. God has already provided this because they had a meeting before.
But there is a free will, and
yes,
they can leave themselves out.
That's why I was sent back. I was inserted back in this generation from their future to speak to them from the fire, to get them encouraged into walking out their books completely. Because there are so many in heaven right now that are cheering us on. They have done their job. Now they're waiting for us to finish ours. They are cheering us on from fire. There's just fire in the altar room right now. I can see it because there's sapphire floors and there was fire everywhere. And I got a dose of that. And when I came back, Jesus said, don't hold back. Give it to everyone. Tell everyone that the limits are off, that they can see their books fulfilled. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm hearing you say that everyone watching us and in the studio audience is pre-programmed for victory.
Yeah.
Pre-programmed to be the head and not the tail. Pre-programmed to have a life of joy and peace. All you need to do has been done for you. You need to receive Jesus. You need to tell Him you're sorry for all the bad things you've done. Believe His blood has covered them and removed them, and then ask Him to live inside of you and be your Lord. You're a winner.